new subject. I assume this will last us 2 weeks. And I think the last week before Pesach would probably be off, you know, starting from, you know, Sunday, whatever. Probably minute yeshivas. I assume that's what we'll do. So we'll hopefully we'll give this 2 weeks for this sugya. I skipped a little bit. There are some sugyas I wanted to do before this, but I figured I want to do this sugya before, you know, we have a 2 week time. This is a very nice big sugya. We'll do this week and then maybe we'll go jump back a little bit, I hope. Okay, anyway, so let's start. One second, we just get someone in here. Okay. So we have the Gemara on Chaf Amid Aleph. So obviously it's a long Gemara, but the theme that the, at least for us, it was going to start just focusing on the beginning. Amalei Rav Chisda de Rami Bar Chama. Rav Chisda said to Rami Bar Chama, Lo Havis Gabon Bo'orta B'tukuma. Be'orta means what? Yesterday in the morning? Be'orta.
Evening. At night, no?
In the evening.
Be'orta is evening.
Be'orta is evening. Okay. So in the evening, you weren't by us in the Tchuma. Rashi says, Lo'oysa karov einei etzleinu shiduk alavam. In other words, you weren't in the Tchum. That's why you didn't come, because you couldn't come. Lo'shenacher v'tchuma beis medrash. Region shamati. I don't know. I would say a Musa Shmuza. The Chard is absolutely no nafkamina to the Dupshat Min Rashi. One shot is that you didn't become because you were outside the Tchum. The other shot is you didn't come because you weren't in the base Madrash. You weren't there. Does it make any difference? I don't think it makes any difference.
Right context.
But it's Rishon Shamati. You have to know what's MS of Shad. It makes.
It seems like Rashi's nostalgic as to what the base measures is referred to as a poem.
I understand. I'm just saying that for all us people that we only care about lumdas, it sounds like there's absolutely no nafkamina.
Well, what do you mean?
It sounds like a lumdas.
The difference is whether or not he was able to be there.
Okay, so what's the difference? If he wasn't able to be there, I assume if he was able to be there, but he wasn't there, so he had probably a good excuse. You know, I'm sure Rami Bar Chama had a good reason why he wasn't there. Either he wasn't there because he was outside the tchum, or he wasn't there because it was his kid's bar mitzvah. I don't know. So what is it? Why do we care? So we pashas, we don't care. So it's just an example. Okay, I'm not going to say, oh, shit, but I'm saying
maybe he's saying you could have been there and you weren't, but I'm still going to tell you anyways. And that's
okay,
what
but what's the, I'm saying, I don't know what the difference to us. I don't think it changed the Pshat and Gemara. He wasn't there. Either way, we're assuming Pshat is he had a good reason he wasn't there. I don't think just because he had no good reason. Rami is breaking him out. Pshat Pshat is, Rami Rakhana said he wasn't there. He definitely had a good excuse. And Rav Chisda is filling him in. It makes no difference if he wasn't there because he was outside the Tchum. Or he wasn't there because he just wasn't there.
Maybe it's the opposite. Even though he didn't have a good reason, it's still worth Rav Chisda's time to tell him that.
I tend to doubt that. Remember, I didn't have a good reason.
Maybe they were arguing if they still hold of the Takana of Ezra in terms of can Balkari allow to come to base national Torah or not?
Well, there's anything about Balkari. Doesn't say he wasn't, doesn't say Kipshan, doesn't say it was about Kerry. Look, I don't want to stop. I'm just saying that I assume Sean is that there's really no nafkamina and there's no relevance. And it's just it's a question of MS and not knowing what the Pshan and what the words mean. You have to know what the words mean. We get so gung ho on the lumpus that we don't pay attention to what the MS is. The MS, you have to know what the words mean. It's like you have to know what the word to means. Like, you know, my reaction is, okay, if it's day, it's night, who cares? You know, it means you weren't there. But Rabbi Meltz is right. No, word means you have to know what the word means. You have to know that part of Torah Sem, you have to know what everything means. Okay. Anyway, so Rabbi Bar Chama was not in the base madrash for whatever reason. We said
Real great style.
Take about the discussion. Oh my meeting music. What was it that I missed? You know, you got my curiosity. Yep, so what did I miss? Omenei, Hador b'chotra b'eru shalomi daito. The person moves into his friend's house without permission. Sarech ha'nosos chon, o'ein sarech. So the shayma is, so you have to pay. Okay, so more than echi dami. You have to pay schar. Schar means sounds like rent. So now the Gemara asks a kasha. Even if a chotino came in a agra, the garra no oven a maker, zero nene, because he's no oven a maker. Zero chaser. Okay, let's see Rashi. Because it's not so posh. What means zero nene? And I say he was nene. He's no oven a maker. What does that mean? I mean, he's can't deny he was nana staying in your house.
So that, financial benefit.
Okay, I agree with you. So apparently the nana that we're discussing is not nana that you got pleasure. Pleasure pshat is nana means financial benefit because you want to be mechayev the person to pay for it. You don't pay for pleasure. You pay for whatever you have to. You know, if I heard you singing, you know, then no one's gonna have of me. I have to pay you because I heard you singing. I was walking outside your house and you were singing Zemiris and I was eavesdropping. There's no svara, I have to pay for that.
Okay. But if he had made a neder that he wasn't gonna have benefit from the guy, then it would be a problem, right?
That would be a problem. That's a different. That's an isra'no. Yes, but for tashlumim. We're talking here as Hilchus Tashlumim. You don't pay for getting Hada. You pay for, I mean, we'll see. But Pashup Shad, it seems that there's either a Siba Samechayev of Chaser, that I cause you a Hezek, I'm a Mazik. That's a Siba Samechayev. And the other Siba Samechayev is I got financial benefit. But if just time that I got Hada from you, that's not a seemingly, that's not a Siba Samechayev to pay Tashlumim. Maybe it's a Hakaras Atov, whatever. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Hoki Garcinic, which means that there is obviously some other Gersa. Ename Mechotze de Lokaimena Agra, Begara de Ovena Meger, Zero Nene, Vizero Choser. De Ovena Meger, Zeshador Bosa Choser. The person who lived there was not normal to rent. Eino also in a liskor chatzeres. He's not normal to rent. But why not? The fishim isuyim lo botim lahasho. Because he finds people give him for free. O yesh lo bais acher. Or he has another house. Okay, Rashi is a little funny. All right. What does Rashi leave out?
Sleeping in the street?
Yeah. Most common case, you know, in America, the most common case in America is a guy is a homeless. He doesn't sleep, he sleeps under the bridge. He doesn't sleep in the street. Now he goes ahead and he finds a house to move into. Right? He goes ahead. I'm okay. But right. So he goes in. So Rashi doesn't say that case.
Maybe just to point out, Rashi switches between chutzer and bias. So I'm not sure. Rashi may be interpreting that the guy is crashing in somebody's courtyard. He's not necessarily actually in a house.
I don't know. So I'm in a mezesh dar b'osa chatzer. Eino osi liskar chatzeris. Vishemitsuyim lo botim la Hashem. He has houses to borrow. Oyesh lo bayis acher. I mean, they're even in the two examples are slightly different. Yesh lo bayis acher means he has his own house. So he doesn't need this at all. Mitsuyim lo botim la Hashem means he still needs the favor. Just he could have gotten the favor from someone else. Okay, I don't know if that makes any difference, but Rashi leaves out the case of the guy who's sleeping in the street. So Pashtus, it's who I did, but I'm not sure. In other words, sleeping, as in Rashi's case, Pashtus, he would have had a different house. So he's really not Nana. In my case of sleeping in the street, he really is Nana. He wouldn't pay for it, but he's Nana.
It sounds like he's a professional squatter. He could find anything, any house to sleep in that he's comfortable with.
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Osina Batim Lahashem, not squatter, that we have permission. That's what I'm good for asking. I would have said that Pshat is, he's a guy. He's a Mr. Stingy guy. He doesn't spend money. He'll rather sleep in the street if he has to. He wouldn't have moved into your house. He would have been in the street. But that's how he is. He's not. He doesn't have money. He's not ready to pay money. Yep. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, my case is really a much bigger chiddush, because in my case, he's really getting hana. It just like Sandy said, it's not a financial hana, but he's getting hana. Because otherwise, you wouldn't have had a house, and now you have a house. In Rashi's case, there's no hana because I had a different house. I didn't need your house. So in Rashi, mashma. That in my case, you would be chayiv, or it wouldn't be so pashut, but I don't know if that's true, but that's, the simple mashmos of Rashi is, I don't know neder because I have a house without you. But if without you, I would have been in the streets. I wouldn't go to a hotel. I don't go to hotels. It's against my religion. It's against my religion to pay for anything. I only get things, I'm a moocher. If I don't get it for free, I don't get it. There are people like that. So Rashi doesn't mention that case. We'll have to see.
Maybe sleeping in the street is like butla daito. Great, you would like. In fact, we say you're machshav of the hana of having a house. You can't say, oh, I'd have slept in the street. No, people don't sleep in the street.
Okay, so you're saying that you're agreeing that you're saying that ain't nothing on me. Rashi left that out, and that case would be chayiv. Right? I don't know if it's called Bodo Daito or Pshat. Even in your das, you have to admit that it's nicer to sleep in a street than to sleep in and not just to sleep in a house and sleep in a street.
But you could say also that, yeah, I'm not going to charge them $100 for the room, but even a homeless person for $2 would probably be willing to go into a room. So there would be some financial benefit.
Yeah, okay. All right. I mean, I live in Florida. Florida, I don't know about New York, but Florida is full. It is mamish full of homeless people.
So is New York now.
Yeah.
But Florida, because of the weather, is famous for that.
Yeah, like, the people, we have a bridge not so far from the yeshiva, under the, there's a whole community there, under 95, the highway.
What was everybody Shamir's chat?
No, Shamir was agreeing that you'd be chayiv.
Because I understand. What was the svara? What was the svara?
Because of bato taite, that he can't say that I'm not machshav of it.
But he wouldn't pay for it.
Bato daito, people pay for this. You can't, local community say, I don't pay for this. It's not real. It gets involved, the whole concept of bato daito, but you understand the general concept.
Okay, anyway, let's go further. So
if he has his own house, why would he choose to stay in this chatzar unless there was some real benefit from this from crashing this chatzar now if he had a house? No,
he doesn't want to have to mess up his bed. I don't know.
What kind of person does that? That seems like
I don't know, but that's what he did. The mice, he went into his house. I don't know if it's a kasha. That was what he did. He went into his house. What was her name? Goldilocks. What was her name? I don't know. That's this is Ador b'chatzar aveiro, Shlomi Daido, right? That was what she did. She went in. She didn't have permission. She just went and that's the case. Okay, let's go further.
Is there any of the dick in Rashi as far as the fact he switches from chatzar to bias or Rabbi's?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's the same thing. That's why I'm assuming Rashi switches because he assumed it's the same thing. The bias, you don't live in a chatzar, you live in a bias in the chatzar. So when the Gemara says chatzar, the Gemara says chatzar. And Rashi understands that it means the bias in the chatzar. Okay, said on that. Rashi, I'm not sure whether that fits in both shatim. I guess if Yeshua buys Acher, also means he has to so ask for free. Vizero chaser, Tolokaim in Agra, because he wouldn't have rented it. Now, the Taisa says that when you move in, then no one else would want to rent it. So your moving in causes me hefsid. Because of you, I didn't get any customers. But if I went to rent it anyway, so chatzar is not for renting. It's not a rent of, you don't rent, you rent it. So then it's pashut that you're potter. Now there's no siba samachayim. If it's not nana and not no nana, then no chatzar. So there's absolutely no siba samachayim. So of course you're potter. So let's keep going to Gemara. So then for sure you're chayav. Rashi says, Zen nene, Shrehoyero Liskor Bayis Acher. You would have had to buy and rent another house. Then Zen Chotzer, the Chotzero Kaimin Asker, Rabbi Morgan Achrine. Now, how much do you pay? In the case of Zen Nene, Zen Chotzer, do you pay? For the nana, you pay for the chaser. What do you people, anyone know?
Well, you have to at least pay for the chaser.
What? You pay for the nana. I think that's Beferish and the Gemara, no? That if you can, the Gemara says that even if the chaser is a you made the walls black, right? That's the Gemara
there. The machlokas there. It's a machlokas whether we're galgal alavet or not. It's a machlokas rishonim. Is it machlokas whether you pay for the darkening of the walls or you pay for the rent?
Okay, which we can get there. But I'm assuming that if it's Zen Nana Vizeh Chaser, you pay. I mean, Rashi doesn't say. But I think we say you pay for the Nana. That's my recollection.
I think, okay, yeah, it is tricky.
What?
Here, simply speaking, it won't make some difference because the Nana is the fact that you didn't have to rent a different place. And the Chaser is the fact that this guy didn't rent this place out. So they're simply speaking, going to be the same.
Not necessarily. The chaser is that he didn't have to rent it out. He could have rented out. The nana is, I would have rented the chotigana agra by moiger lachrini. Shenot iskar bayis acher. Okay, I mean, the question would maybe the other way. What if I could have rented a cheaper house? We'll have to see that. In other words, if I could have rented a cheaper, I stayed in the Waldorf Astoria, but I could have rented something much cheaper. Right, we'll have to see. That's not clear, right? In other words, if one of it's Zen Nana, Vizeh Choser, but the nana, I got the pleasure of the Waldorf. But I don't pay for the Waldorf. I usually just stay in Howard Johnson's.
Right, that's the Shaila.
That's the Shaila. Who's Shaila?
In other words, are we looking at the Hanlo from his perspective? I could have gotten away with $20. Your normal fee is $40. Doesn't make a difference.
But whose shaila is this? Is it just our shaila, or you're familiar that that is a?
I believe that's shot in the Gemara's shaila.
No. Wait, the Gemara. Right now, the Gemara didn't ask a shaila yet. So that's Pashit. So we don't know in that case, and where it says it's Pashit, we're not sure how much you pay.
Okay. I mean, isn't it like the Shane case earlier in the Gemara that it's that Nanav is a Chasser? Why is it different?
Okay, I don't know. It could be it's the same. What did Mara say by Shane? You pay.
No, it's a machlokas, but it looks like you pay what your nana, I think. Just there's a machlokas about in terms of what your nana, like whether it's 2/3 of the regular value, you would give him the cheapest thing and what you customarily feed him with. I mean, it's a hawk, but it looks like the baseline is whether or not your nana.
Okay. All right, let me continue. I hear. Well, why is it that
in the case of Chasser is no worse than a Mazik?
I don't know. This is a grama. This is not a direct Mazik. Lo Sricha. The Chasser, no, it's a grama. The Chasser, lo Kaim in a Agra. We'll see Tysis. The Chasser, lo Kaim in a Agra. That's for finishing Mar. The Chasser, lo Kaim in a Agra. So there's no Chasser. The Gavra, the other of in a Megar. So the Gemara Shaila is in the case of Zenana, Vizen, no Chasser. Mai. What's the Amrine Mai Chasar Ticha? Can he say, why should I have to pay you there? I didn't cause you any hazard. Oh, Dilma, what's the Amar? Hoy's Hanis. Okay, so that's the Shaila. So again, the Gemara goes through three possible scenarios. Tzivos has a fourth scenario. The Bara says, if you don't have both, it's Zelo Nana, Vizelo Chasser, so then it's Pashad your Pater. If you have both, it's Zen Nana, Vizelo Chasser, it's Pshita your Chayev. We're not sure because what your Chayev, but the Gemara says it's Pashad. The boy is when it's low, when it's Nana. But it's no chaser. And the Gemara doesn't say anything about the covers of chaser with no nana. That's going to be Tysus. Okay, let's see Rashi. The no gaim in the Avra, the gavet of in the Meger. Mizdavin a zen nana, mizen no chaser. That's the Gemara's concept. The Habile Zenana Vizelo Chasser. Can he say, Michael Sartico? Oh, but I've helped you know, Mugris. He wouldn't have read it anyway. Right? Why Rashi has to say that last Rashi, I have no idea. And I guess that's like, and you know, it seems like totally redundant. Because we already said that if it's a chaser or kaimer agra, we said that before, that it's not chaser. Mara said that in the Mara said that before. Velo zelo chaser, tolo kaimer agra. So we already said if it's lo kaimer agra, that's called lo chaser. So here we're saying again, my chaser ticha. It just sounds like he's just repeating himself.
Maybe Rashi's saying, don't say that the Mayachas are Tichu, that I didn't damage anything like black on the walls. Like, that's not Taino.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Or that's just the next Rashi, or it's Hanif. Yilav Chatze Asher Didi Avi Oger Achrini. If not that you were living in my chatzer, you would have rented somewhere else, which is not mashman like we said about the homeless person. In other words, it's because you would have rented something else. You would have rented. Okay, let's see, Tysis.
Can I just ask quickly, how come the Gemara doesn't contemplate another loss besides not renting it? In other words, like damaging the property. Like, it seems like the only types of loss, the only possibility the Gemara contemplates is that you, whether it's a rental or not, and if you could have had another renter.
I think they talk about damaging the property later. Damaging the property is real hezek. This is a grammatical loss. This is not renting the property is a grammar. We'll see, but the damaging is be a dime hezek. In a sense, that's worse. On the other hand, maybe it's not as bad. It depends how much the hezek is, which is. But the Gemara talks later about hezek of the property, I believe.
That shouldn't come first. You don't have to know that first to do the analysis.
I don't know. Maybe the Gemara knows that. Just because we didn't discuss it doesn't mean the Gemara doesn't know it.
Or doesn't need to teach the Chiddush that if you damage someone's property, you're going to have to pay for it. Let's push it.
Rebbe, find it funny that Rashi speaks about the fact that you would have rented something else as opposed to just saying that you benefited from the use of my house and that's valuable to you. You are a gavra who's of the meager. Like, why does Rashi need to talk about the fact you would have rented somewhere else if it weren't for my house?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I'm just, is Rebbe bothered at all by the fact that Rashi focuses in on the fact that if it weren't for my house, you would have rented somewhere else? Isn't the point here that this is a value to you because you're a gavra of the meager, you normally rent? What needs to be said more than that?
Mara already says that Zeloinina.
You would have rented somewhere else. That's costing.
But the point is that you. I'm not going to say this is a hana of value to you. You are a person.
I don't know if the point is hana of value or that you saved money.
Okay, I'm just pointing out what isn't that. I guess what we at least see from Rashi, it's not about a hana of value. It seems to be about a hana of saving money, right?
Okay, right. I hear. Okay, I just look
at the Gemara says the case of Zeloinina v'zechaser is a case where he doesn't need to rent. So Zeloinina v'zechaser is even though he's getting benefit from using it, if he has another place, that's called Zeloinina.
Right, okay, I think he's agreed. Okay, I just interesting, in the Rabbeinu Hananu, I don't know if there's any machlokes, just interesting. He says, I just caught my eye, in the last line of Rabbeinu Hananu, he says, Gavra de Oven and Megid. What does that mean? Shkein kol makom sheshoichein ein anosein tzchar, b'nei shehu choshev v'nosei panim. V'mevakshen akol lodor etzlam. Well, it's clearest. So he says, it's a little different than Rashi. Rashi said the case is, Rashi just said stama. Rashi didn't give any case. Rashi said either he has his own house or he has plenty of people that will lend him. Rashi says, Vishem Isimino bought them a hasho. Poshib shot in Rashi is why the Isimino bought them a hasho? Because there are many Jews who are Bawi Chesed. There are many Bawi Chesed around that like to lend them that are. That if an ani comes knocking on your door, he needs a place to sleep. Say, sure, hachnas is orchim, and come be my guest. So there's that's Pashim Shan and Rashi. Mitzuyim la makam la hasho, built in a hasho because he has plenty of people who will let him rent, will let him borrow his house. And the Rabbeinu Hananu says, because the people want him to stay there because he's chashev, right? It sounds a shtickle. I don't know if I can maybe pushing it, but it sounds like Rabbeinu Hananu would not agree with Rashi. In Rashi's case, you're really nana, because you know, the pshat is the other, you're nana from the other guy also. When the other guy rents you his house, you're also nana. You're always nana. So just because you could have been nana from someone else doesn't mean you're not nana from me. Anyone who lets you in your other house, you're being nana from. They don't charge you, so they're ba'alei chasadim. They're not charging you. They're giving you a gift. But it's you're being nana from me. Pshat is, if not being nana from me, you would have been nana from a different guy. And he would have been given it to you, but he wouldn't have charged you. So that's not a, you know, if a guy goes into a restaurant, you know, and he eats some food, well, I could have gone to someone else's house, he would have given me for free. You know, that's not a taina. But in the Rabbeinu Hanano, it's much better. Pshat is, fakir, I don't, it's not in Yashris, I don't have to pay for this. No one's doing me a favor. I do people a favor when I come to their house.
The issue is, when Pshat in the Gemara, could he have stopped them to beginning or this Lacharam?
Okay, that's a different Shaita. That's another Shaita. We're talking about, everyone agrees that if you, Pshat Pshat is, if you stop them in the beginning, Taisa says, then you can definitely charge him. But we're talking about after the fact. But you say, but what's the case that it doesn't? I don't have to pay for it. You know, I'm no nana. So Rashi says no nana because other people will give it to me for free. I'm saying that's not so pusha no nana, because when the guy gives it for me, I'm also nana. It just. The question, you know, it's not shot that that's no nana. It means I am nana. I'm just, someone else wouldn't charge me for the nana. But in the rach, when the other guy gives it for free, I don't view it like I'm being nana from him. Fakir, he views it like he's being nana from me. So it's much more lo nana. Because I could get, as Rashi's lo nana, Rashi has two cases of lo nana. But in one of Rashi's cases of El Nana, he really is being Nana. He could have gotten this Nana for free.
According to Rashi, it's almost like there's a reverse Tavis Hana going on. I mean, the fact he has to use up a favor, it's a use up a favor to get from someone else, that's getting a Hana L'chaira. If not for the fact that he's a Chashev guy, L'chaira, it's like a reverse Tavis Hana. He has to use up a favor.
I'm
saying that it's not for the fact that he's a chush of a guy.
Who are you? You're in the Rach?
I'm saying in support of the Rach.
In the Rach, it's the reason why, it's because, not because I'm getting a favor, because people, if a Gadol would come to you or want to stay in your house, if you were here, that...
He's not a Gadol.
Chaim Kanevsky is coming to Phoenix. They'd be fighting over who gets to stay, whoever's house
right, gets to stay. Right, but if he's not, but I'm saying according to the case of Rashi, the Rocks.
You have to pay. The guy who gets to get his house has to give
100%.
I'm saying in the other case
where he's not a gadol, where he's not
according to the Rocks, that's not the case.
Exactly, but I'm saying that's why. The reason behind the Rach is that in a normal case, the guy's not a chush of a person, he's quote-unquote using up a favor in order to get help. And therefore, that is a hanola chara.
Okay. Yeah.
According to the Rabbeinu Hanano,
in other words, you're agreeing with me. You're saying that it's mashma, that there's a little bit of a machlekes Rashi in the Rach. Then in the Rach's case, it's mamish no hana, because fakir, the guy, I'm not the person who I'm staying at is almost like doing. I'm doing him the favor. I'm an adam chashiv. I'm staying in his house. He's thrilled. While in Rashi's case. The person that's letting you in is doing you a favor, so right. That's cool.
It's that like reverse Davis Hanna.
That you, so when you go into someone else's house, you were Nana. I accept. I could have gotten the same Hanna from someone else, but the fact that I could get the Hanna from someone else does not necessarily make that it's not called Nana.
You would still have to have Hakaras HaTov to him. The fact is. Right. So therefore, that's
right. Okay, so we're saying it's interesting. I don't know, but it, you know, there's a fact that the Rach goes out of his way to make this case. You know, if we were Medayik and Rashi, that the Rashi could have said the case of a homeless person. He doesn't say that. Instead, he picks these other two cases, but the Rach picks a fourth case. It's interesting, right? You know, the case of Lo Nene. We would have said it means the guy's a homeless. No one says that. Rashi gives two cases. One is he has his own house. Okay, that's definitely no then. It's his own house. You can't argue that. But his other case is that where he people have given for free. And the Rav makes a whole big deal, but why they give it to him for free? It's mashma from the Rav that it's not enough that people, otherwise the Rav just said, like Rashi, people give me for free. Why? Why do you have to tell stories? Why would they give me for free? Why is the Rav telling me a story? But the Rav gives a story why people give him for free. So it's mashma from the Rav that you need that. That it, the only reason it's lo nene is because people view it as I'm doing them a favor. But if people give me for free because time people are ba'alei chasadim and people go ahead and do achnasas orchim and they say a meshua comes to town and say, okay, you want to stay in my house? I'm sure I let you stay in my house. So that maybe the rachel would not be called lo nene. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Anyway, that's the choices, but it does sound interesting.
But why? Structurally, Rebbe, it sounds like the same thing. In other words, the whole concept of Zanana is even without you, I'd be in the same place. That's true according to Rabbi Chananel and
No, because we're saying like this. The question is that I get Hana. So according to in Rashi's case, when someone, I got Hana, you gave me Hana. The fact that someone else was going to give it to me without me paying, Charity also was going to give me, it's also Hana. And I know that I should really pay for it. Except the other guy was going to be nice and wasn't going to charge me. But intrinsically, staying in someone's house is Hana. It's Hana that you're supposed to pay for, except that the person was my, you know, the guy's a tzaddik, he's not charging me. In a certain sense, I don't know, you know, let's say you stay in an ani comes and he stays at your house and you don't charge him. So can you, and you have a hotel, you don't charge him. You give him a room and you don't charge him. Can you take that off my sir? And in a sense, it's like I gave him a donation. I gave you a free room. So you really, in other words, you really are being that. Except that I'm just giving you the money as a gift. You're nana, and I'm not charging you. It's not shot that you're not being nana. So since you're nana, even when you get the room for free, you're being nana.
No, but I'm saying
the guy's not charging you.
There's no nafka.
So now when you go to a different person, you can't say it's not nana. It is nana. You're always nana. Even you're always nana. No matter where you go, you're nana. So I'm not so push it. The Rach would say, if Shadid, I could go somewhere else, I could go to my own house, or I could go to a person who feels esteem that I'm coming to him. So I'm not Nana. But if I have to go to someone else's house, so I have no Brera. I'm always being Nana. The fact that I could be Nana and I think the other guy wouldn't charge me.
So, they may argue about whether or not it needs to be you saved money. I mean, the Rabbeinu Chanan might hold you don't need to be that you saved money. It needs to be that you got a devar of value.
Right, yes. Yeah, that could be. Yes.
Rashi's Lishitase from the next Amud.
What?
The Rashi's Lishitase from the top Rashi in Amud Beis. That's Mashma Agar Achrini.
Okay. You're getting something. Okay, but that's the Tysus.
Rebbe, I think I feel a rise in people's behavior. A lot of people, if not most people, if they're traveling some town, unless they have a relative who lives there, if it's not Shabbos or much Shabbos, something like that, they'll stay in a hotel, even if they happen to know somebody who's there. Because like, you don't want to trouble someone. You don't want to put them through a difficult. If it's Shabbos and you're going to be stuck in a hotel on Shabbos, so stay in someone's house. But if it's a Thursday night, they'll rather stay in a hotel and even pay money than to put somebody out.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, you can't be a riot from rich America to what it used to be in the... In the outer heim, I don't know.
You're that's a quirk of our society. In a rich,
spoiled America, where people don't do achnasas orchim. I once saw in a sefer from the the Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's secretary wrote a sefer. I forgot what it's called. Feres Yaakov. I don't remember. But he was writing how the world got so corrupted. He says it used to be everything was a chesed. And then everything that was a chesed, people made a business out of. It used to be people gave rides. Then there came taxis. Taxi. Now you ask me, can I give me a ride? What do you think? I'm a taxi service. I know.
You don't have to even be a taxi. You could be an Uber.
Rav Zedo Epstein, he was a Mashkiach in Torah. He told us, I think he said when he was a kid, he says a wedding. There was no such thing as a wedding hall. He says the city, the person with the biggest house in the city, he got this chus, the coven, that all weddings were in his house. And he says they took the doors off the hinges and they made tables out of all the doors. And everybody, all the guests came, everyone brought some food. And that was a wedding. There was no hall, there was no caterers, there was no nothing. Didn't cost any money. And it was, people were, it was a covet. People fought over it. Who gets, the richest person gets to have the covet that all the weddings are in his house.
He so said, that's the Rabbeinu Chananel
Svara. Now you got a wedding hall. So.
That's Rabbeinu Chananel Svara. That's like a bit of chanano. If it's going to be a covered, then it's not. But if it's not, then it's a.
I was just making saying that we don't know today's world.
We should definitely bring that custom back.
What?
We should definitely bring that custom back.
What, turning doors into tables?
Yeah. You don't have to make a hall. You don't have to go into. You don't have to make everything into a. You know. Okay. Anyway.
In Phoenix, we still have that. My daughter's bas mitzvah is coming in a few months. We're using the Rav and Rebbetzin's backyard because we don't have a backyard, so we're going to Rav and Rebbetzin's house.
Okay, very nice. Good. I'm proud of Phoenix. Maybe people should move in there. Okay.
Look at the beautiful scenery we have.
Yes. Okay, that's right. Let's get to Tyson. I'm just trying to get a little background today without getting Medavka going slow because I want to get the little background and then we'll have time to eye. Let's see, Tyson. Zayn and Zayn. So Tovis is bothered. Tovis, and then the Gra here says other Rishonim disagree. The Gemara leaves out the case of Chaser below Nana, right? That's the fourth case. The Gemara discusses. No chos, no nene, the no chos is potter, nene the chos is chayiv, and the aboy is a nene the zeno chos. So what about the opposite? The gavra the kaima the agra, the chos, but no nene, right? That's the fourth case, and where it leaves it out. So Taisa says, I feel because the kind of agra, God of Megan, I must remain with the potter. That's also push it that you're potter. Kivin shalom nene. So according to Tysis, the claims clerk from Tysis is that you don't pay for chaser. The mechayev is nene. Nava bishir garam etzel chavero. Why? Dafido girish chavero mechavero v'nol dofanel einze enegrama v'alma. So Tysis is assuming that if it's a grama, if you go ahead, I'll so chaser here in this case is only a grama. Therefore, the sibas of mechayev, according to Taisus, chaser is not a sibas of mechayev. Nene is a sibas of mechayev. The reason why, I mean, the way at least many people learn, and we'll see it next in the Taisus. That the Gemara is a bai, if it's low chaser, maybe it's kaifin on me this time. But the way their Seif Saifis is learning that chaser is not a mechayev because it's grama. Nene is a mechayev. The shaila is, if it's nene without chaser, so even though nene is a mechayev, Pashab Shah said it's kaifin on me this time. So therefore, maybe there's a time to say you're potter.
Tyson's saying that if you lock a guy out of his house, if you break in the guy's home, you lock him out of his house, and now he's got to go to a hotel instead of going to his own home, you don't have to pay him for that.
That's what he said. Afilo girish chavero me beso, v'nol dofanel, ein zo ene grama b'alma. In other words,
that smacks on the ears. That doesn't sound right. Is that American? Is that American also?
Osmazik. We're talking about Osmazik, not that you moved in. Tavis is leaving out that you moved in. You're not Nana, right? You're not Nana. You don't need this house.
Okay, you just barricade his house. So I put a wild dog in front of his house so he can't get into his house now. And I block him going to his house. Now he's got to go to a hotel. I don't have to pay him anything.
That house, Bidei Adam. Bidei Shemayim is a different story. So there's a difference of Bidei Shemayim. But in Bidei Adam, Tavis says you're Grama Bialma. Right? That's Tavis. Everybody, you're Potter. So therefore, Tavis says that when I move in, so that is no worse than that. Because when I move in, it's also Grama, because all I'm doing is that I'm causing that no one else wants to come.
So can that's Grama Bialma. If you're Nana alone from him not being there, is that no longer a Grama? Even if you're not there, but you're not in some other way from him not being there?
I didn't thought of what?
If you're Nana from him not being there, even though you're not moving in, then would it not be a Grama?
No, the Grama is also Hezek. The Nana is two separate things. The superficially, you know, everything is superficial till we learn it. But superficially, what David is saying is also Chaser here is Grama. Therefore, there's no basis in Mechaya for the Chaser because it's Grama. Even by Zen Nana Bezeh Chaser, the Chaser is Grama. But the Mechayev is the Nana. Except that if it's no Chaser, then we'll see in the next page, there's a Svara of Kaifin on me this time. But if there's a Chaser, so there's no Kaifin on me this time. And then you can charge for the Nana. Or that would be the Gemara's Abai. We'll have to see. It's not clear at all what the Gemara's Abai is. But that seems to be Pashup Shan in the Gemara. I think the most simple shot. Okay, let's look.
What do you do with the Pnei Shuas Kasha?
What was his Kasha?
I think his Kasha was, how do you look shot in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't make sense. Once you say that, if it's Lainana, it's always a Grama, right? So then what's the Gemara's Kasha? Zenana of Zenana.
Because you're Mechayiv, because there's no Midas, because Nana is a Mechayiv. That's what we're saying, that Pashup Shan in the Gemara is that Chaser is not a Mechayiv because it's Grama. The Mechayiv is Nana, except that Nana, we'd only be Mechayiv for Nana if there's a Chaser. If there's no Chaser, then we have an Aboy because maybe it's Kaifin on me this time. But if there's Nana, if it's Chaser, then there's no me this time. Then for sure, you're Chayiv also Nana. Right? Isn't that the way that's the most simple pshat in the Gemara. I'm not saying that that's the right pshat.
The kofin of Midas Dom is the question whether to allow to do it or not. It's not an issue of after the fact, is it?
Yes, it's after the fact if the guy didn't tell you not to. But Karen, we'll see. We're gonna get to, you know, as it could be. I can tell you I can say not to move in. I can demand payment, but after the fact, it's also like a Midas time. What are you charging me for? So the Midas, in other words, because when I answer, okay, Rabbi Meltzer says it's a Pnei Shuas Kasha. I don't remember the Pnei Shuas. That Taisa says that it's only a Grava. So there's no Mechayiv of Chaser. And in other words, if the question is, it's like what you're saying, it's two dead horses. That's really what your Rabbi Meltzer is saying. That Taiva says clearly that also Chaser alone, you're not Chayiv, because that's Grava. As Nana alone, the Gemara is an Aboy. So the Tzad, you're not Chayiv for Nana too. So why, when you take the two together, are you Vade Chayiv? If Chaser alone, you're not Chayiv, and then alone you're not Chayiv, why should we Chayiv if you have both together? So right, that's the question. So the most simplistic answer, I'm only saying it because we should like a simple chat, but we'll have to see. I think the most simplistic answer they say is that really none alone is a mechayev. Except that there's a we pater you because of midas time. So then the chaser takes off the midas time, even though it's a grubba, it takes off the midas time and memeda you're chayev. But that's not necessarily a pshat. That's just to make life simple. Okay, but let's look quickly. The gra here on the side of the page says Abu Arif for sharp boys and kosu to the kai gan the chayev iron rush. In other words, they say not like Tysus. They say they're chayev. Okay, I don't know whether we should look at that first or we should look at the Tysus. I don't know which one we have time.
Well, if you understand why they argue with Tysus, we can figure out what Tysus is all about.
Okay, so we'll do Tysus first. Okay, but we should look. This is a very, very important. We have to look at that. So you have to, it's very important. That the rush here is very important. Okay, let's do the next Tysus.
Okay, Rebbe already answered this, but did you understand why? By Zenen of Zechasser, right? Why is it not a grama there?
So the Pasha Pshat is that it is a grama, and you're not Chayev al si chaser, you're Chayev al si nana. Aye, but you know okay. The boy, the nana alone shouldn't be Chayev. That's because of Kaifin Amid this time. In other words, that's the question. The question, what you just asked, is that's $1 million shine here. If Tais is old, then Chosra alone is not a Machayev because it's Grama. Then alone, the Grama is in a boy. So why, when you put the two together, are you Chayev? That is the main problem of this sugya. The simple, simple answer is that then alone is a Machayev, is a Ptura of me this time, and the Grama takes off the me this time. But obviously, that's not necessarily true.
But then could it be that when you have when there's hana, so it's that's no longer a groma?
Anything could be, but that sounds like a hard start. Like what does one thing have to do with the other? Like why would hana make it not groma?
Because it makes it maybe it's like more of like a kumvase, like it's not a
okay. Maybe if we could figure that out, that could be.
I mean, the girl, what's Shinpei? What's Griff for Shinpei?
Sharp Erushim.
Yeah, okay.
Simply speaking, it shouldn't be telling you whether you save money. You're saving money, you shouldn't make it more or less of a grumma.
Okay. All right. Let me see, because we wanted to see. We're trying to get a quick overview today. So I guess Rabbi Meltzer said we should see Tysus before we see the rush, even though that rush is very important. But okay. Zen, that's in the next slide. Zen, then, is a chaser who? The calls, Masharona, and say, I may be biased, aim of action, man of a hasker. Okay, next slide. Who is honest? Feed him on that very kind of Baba Basra. Kaven also, I mean, this time. So the Gemara has a tzad to say that your chayiv. And then is that no chaser? So frek time is a gasha. I kaven also on me this time. So that you know there. So what's the tzad? Time is bothered. What's the tzad to say that you're chayiv on then alone? I kaven also on me this time. So you see that time is using kaven also as me this time after the fact, right? Yeah, that's what time is whole gash is.
I'm sorry, what's the case over there?
The case, I don't know. The question is whether the person who is dividing up the person gets his chedek altogether. He's not a chan metra. But you see, with Kaivin on me this time, I'm just saying that Kaivin's application to here shows that even applying Kaivin on me this time, even after the fact, that you were claiming that you couldn't say Kaivin on me this time after the fact. So he says, Shiny Yoko, Shiny Yoko, the man of Mitzchila, we need their beso. In other words, I can't. Even though there's Kaivin on me this time, I could stop you in the beginning. So since I could stop you in the beginning, so that somehow or another, takes off, can't even mean this time, even at the end. That's I can charge you. Okay.
I mean, isn't this part of there the fact that that Bezin doesn't want someone just to all of a sudden start moving into other people's houses? So if I tell you, if you want to stay in my house, you have to pay rent. He'd say, no, I'm going to stay anyway, and I'm not going to pay rent. So that for me to charge you is not Midas Sadaim. But if I find out after the fact that you were there and I lost nothing, so then that's Midas Sadaim for me to charge you money.
So you see, the
okay. I mean, are you asking or are you just staying shy?
I'm saying an explanation. What I think the explanation is.
Okay. All right. Okay, then let me finish. I'm not disagreeing. I like explanation. Tim Taiman. I hold the dove lock around the base of Leo, the dresh and an iris. I'm my chai, the oiso. Zen, then if the little chasero.
What's the kasha from there?
Our Gemara has a shayla. If you're chayiv, and here yet we find the case in Ksuvos where it's zen nene and zen lo chaser, and you are chayiv.
What's the case there exactly?
Someone stuffs someone else's food into your throat. And you have to go ahead and then you swaddled it. But you're chayiv to pay because you were nanis. If you would have returned it, it would have been the guy wouldn't have, you know, you could have spit it out, but it wouldn't have helped the other person. Was there any nemesis? So you're nana because you decided to swaddle it, but it's no chaser. So he said, "Yeshramed lo dami ho v'nanes machmas chisaron shay mitchila mitchila." So this for sure, this sounds like what we were saying.
Why is it not chaser?
You didn't cause that chisaron. The chisaron came about by someone else, right? Someone else stuffed the food into your throat. So that chisaron caused you to get nana. So he's saying, Tavis is saying, that when we say zen nana, v'zeh chaser is chayiv, you don't even need that you did the chaser, but even if someone else did the chaser. Right, so that's
what someone else doing.
What?
Where does it say that, you know, the issue is that someone else made the chaser? You're just saying that the chaser was Yechayev even on something that
your friend stuck it into your base of Leah. Means you didn't put it in your base of Leah.
Right.
Someone else stuffed it into your base of Leah. And you get Hana. So it says you're Chayev. So David asks the kasha, why you're Chayev? It's not chaser. So he says, Ho v'nenes machmes v'chisarin. Shaya mitchila, and what's the chisaron? The chisaron is that went into your base of Leah. So that chisaron was caused by the other person, right? That's the case in Tysus. Now the other person did the chisaron. He went ahead and caused the chisaron, and now you were go ahead and are nanas. So you have to pay for the nanas. So you see, Glor in Tysus, Lachaira, that you're not paying for the when Zen Nana that we were saying before in Taibis. When Taibis says Zen Nana, the Zen Chaser is Chayiv, it's not shot you're Chayiv because of the Chaser. First of all, because Taibis is Sheet, the Chaser is a Grava. And here in this case, the Chaser, you didn't even do the Chaser. Someone else did the Chaser.
But in this case, the chaser,
you're not paying for the chaser. You didn't even make the chaser.
In the chaser, the money he owes to is not to the person who owned the food, but to the person who was the mazik, because the mazik would have to pay for everything, Lachara.
No. You're paying over there to the guy who owned the food.
Why? The mazik should have to pay for everything.
Look up the Gemara and Ksuvos.
They're both chayiv. You can go after both of them.
Yeah. You pay to the guy who gave food. You were nana from his food. But Tybus is saying a very clear, so it's clear from Tysus that your Sivas and Mechayim is not the Chaser because you didn't even do the Chaser. So it shows, you see, Clark from Tavis, but without the, we were saying that the problem of Pasha's Chan and Tysus is that the Chosner is only taking off me this time. Because here you have a case where someone else did a Chosner. I didn't do a Chosner. And yet that Chosner is enough to cause me to be high on the Nen.
Tosfos is forced to say this just to make that less of a Shiloh than our Gemara.
Yeah, but he says that's why it's Chayim over there. So why right. are you Chayim? I'm saying, why, you're not Chayim for the Chosner. You didn't do the Chosner. So you see from Tosfos, Klor, that the Chosner, that the real Mechayim is a Nenah.
He's forced to say it. He's forced to come up with a chiluk because why would our Gemara still have a shiloh?
That's what Tysus comes out with. He's saying, what point do we see from Tysus that when our Gemara says, the question, the million-dollar question again, the million-dollar question our Gemara is, if Chosner alone is definitely Potter, and Nana alone is a suffix if it's Potter, so why when you put two dead horses together are you Chayim? So the simple answer would seem to be is because it takes off the it takes off me this time. The reason why you're potter, the tzad to be potter on Nana is me this time, and the chazer takes on me this time. And that would seem to indicate from Tysus, because in Tysus's case, the chazer was someone else. So what, you're obviously not being mechayven for the chazer. Okay, I have to run. I'm supposed to give a shir. We have a kodo here. I got to give a shir 9:00. Okay, shukayach everyone. But I do want to